Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 18, Genesis chapter 16, verses 7 through 10. The Word of the Lord. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count." Three times I found myself in jobs where I experienced pain and anguish regarding the culture and behavior of key leaders. My knee-jerk reaction was to quit as soon as possible. Twice, God led me to a clear and logically planned departure and entrance into the next job. Once, He led me to remain and trustingly endure until He provided a surprising release. Hagar had been violated, abused, and mistreated. She fled when she could no longer endure the pain. The Lord kindly met and engaged in conversation with her about the situation. He then gave great hope, comfort, and strength with the promise of descendants, even as He led her to return. God understands our pain and has a good plan. What painful situation do you need to discuss with God? What strength and comfort can you find in knowing His guidance is toward His good plan? Father God, running, releasing, and resilience are all part of your good plans for me. Guide me today to walk in the path you have for me. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.